Blog Talk Radio.
You're surrounded by some people that's evil, and they wanna see your downfall. Cause you're in this truth and they don't care at all. They wanna cause you to stumble, lose your temper, come down to their level. You just really need to move out their way, cause that person being used by the devil. Decreasing shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they are forward in their path. You say you won't be. And joy,
and joy,
and love all around.
Take a look at your environment,
yeah.
Who's around you causing all the havoc,
yeah.
Anything wicked going on could hold up your blessing.
Hold up your blessing.
And anything evil will hinder your growth with the Most High.
With the Most High. We can't afford to let it in our minds.
Separate yourself from these people.
Move out these people.
Get them out your life. Yeah.
You have a right to keep your joy, you know what I'm saying?
If they don't like to seek and praise the Most High,
they don't want
to
praise the Father.
We got a problem.
We got a serious problem.
If people don't want to share with you,
people want to be stingy.
When you're down to your last,
out, they don't want to help you out.
Separate yourself from these people.
Just leave them.
Sometimes people can be so evil and wicked.
Can be so evil, man.
Remove yourself and find yourself blameless before the Most High.
Anything wicked going on could hold up your blessing.
Could hold up your blessing.
And anything evil will hinder your growth with the Most High.
It will hinder your growth with the Father.
Nobody hinder your growth. Follow them everywhere they go. Separate yourself, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta go sleep in a tent,
yeah. Out in the woods somewhere.
You have to separate yourself.
Just your clothes and your food.
And we can separate yourself from evil.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
And if you
gotta
wanna
see
the Most High, and see your salvation, and live righteously.
Sometimes people can be so evil.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful song. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to another edition of the Elders Show. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. Hallelujah. I'm Elder Yaliah, and I have Elder Yael with us. Hallelujah. And you know there's a lot going on in this wicked world. Scripture says, earth has been given into the hand of the wicked, and that is not anywhere more true than today's times. The earth has always been wicked, but it has gone to a whole new level in these last days. And why not? Prophecy is being fulfilled. Even by our very Mashiach, he says, as it was in the days of Noah. You would have to go way back to Genesis 6th chapter to know that the world was overrun with these evil beings. Yes, they look like human. They look like man, but they weren't all human. They were human plus. That plus or that asterisk you want to put after word human, that means it was something else added. And that's the conditions they want to recreate today with that vaccine. They want to create a whole new variety of man. Man called human plus hybrid. Hallelujah. And our people, we have to get closer to the Most High. I know this sounds like a cliche. We've said this so much, but it has a deeper meaning today than it did yesterday. We have to get closer. Hallelujah. As close to the Most High as we possibly can get without being consumed. Hallelujah. Because we know he said, Yahuwah is a consuming fire. So we have to get as close as we can get to him without being consumed. One way to do that is to love him and walk and honor his laws and commandments. You don't have to look for them anymore. That's why we're living in such a wonderful time, because They're not far away. They're near. They're near to our heart, because he took them off the tablets of stone. He placed them in our heart, and he activated them. Just like you activate your Visa card, you get it in the mail, your ATM debit card, you get it in the mail. You can't use it unless you call in and activate it. Well, your Ruach, by his Ruach HaKodesh, his spirit, he's activated. The Spirit has activated those laws in us. So we wear them on our hearts now. Hallelujah. So that's one way to get as near to the Most High as you possibly can. Walk in the Spirit. If you're walking in the Spirit, you're fulfilling his laws. He say, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. Hallelujah. We do have a title tonight, but hallelujah, it is so much going on. It reminds me of that scripture in Luke 10, where it says something to the effect of carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes and salute no man by the way. That's when Yahusha sent out his disciples, and he had them to go out and minister the good news of the kingdom. He said, you don't have to carry no purse or scrip. So the Ruach is really going to do the work at this time, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to let the Ruach just go for it. Hallelujah. But we do have a title tonight. We do have a focus, and that title is, I am saving you from afar and your seed from the land of their captivity. Some of you probably recognize that passage, because it is a passage found in the book of Jeremiah 30 and 10. Again, our title for tonight is, I am saving you from afar and your seed from the land of their captivity. Since I mentioned that verse, we're going to go ahead on and read the full verse. Context of this scripture, the Most High giving word through the prophet Jeremiah. And he's speaking about a horrible time in our history. And in Jeremiah's time, he's speaking towards the future. It's a time that we know as Jacob's trouble, Jacob's trouble, you know, and it's going to be an awful time. Yes, for us, but he says he's going to save us out of those troubles. He's going to save us out of it. So as we read the foundational text found in Jeremiah 30 and 10, also keep your eye on verse 7, because he said he's going to save his people. No matter how dark it gets during this time, he's going to save his people out of that. Hallelujah. And those are the ones who trust and believe in our Mashiach, Yahushua, and follow the laws and commandments of the Most High. So what does verse 10 say? It says, reading from the King James, it says, "Therefore fear thou not, O servant of Jacob, saith Yahuwah, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity." See, he scattered us to the four corners. We're here in the old U.S. of A., but we have captives scattered in all of these various Gentile lands. And isn't it ironic that these Gentile lands are being judged? Look at all the hell that's breaking loose. And we ain't seen nothing yet. You know, this might sound like a sci-fi movie, but the so-called aliens haven't got here yet. The UFOs. Oh, they're coming. They're coming. At least they're going to say they're UFOs. You know, locals. Things are going to get bad. The economy, the crash, the dollar is on its way out. We almost have to have a whole series on finances, because if you're trusting in the dollar, and that thing says in G-O-D you trust, well, you're trusting in the wrong God. That dollar is on its way out. But he said he's going to save his seed, his descendants, from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return and shall be, listen, in rest. He said we're going to be rest and be quiet, and none shall, did you hear that? None shall make him afraid. Elder, I want to piggyback something on that. One of our favorite scriptures, I'm going to go to Psalm 91. You say, well, how could none be afraid in a time like this? You know why, Israel? You know why? Here we go. It says, Psalm 91, verse 8, he says of his people, it says, only with thine eyes. Now, let me go up one scripture before that. He says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What shall not come nigh thee? He's talking about the plague, this pestilence that walketh in darkness. He said, pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. See, and it also talks about the terror by night and the arrow that flieth by day. He says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh his, what? His elect, his people. Okay? He says, only with thine eye. Here's how much we're going to participate in this. It says, only with thine eyes, only with our eyes, he says, thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. So that's what we're in the midst of witnessing right now. And he tells us why he's going to protect us. He says, because thou hast made Yahuwah, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. See, you cultivated, you developed a relationship with the Most High, not in word only, not this, you know, church stuff. I believe. But James says, belief without obedience, faith without obedience is just like it's dead, just like it doesn't exist at all. You got to add obedience. Mm-hmm. You got to have an obedient walk, what, to his word, his laws and commands. It says, there shall no evil befall thee. Listen to this. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. because he shall give his Malachim charge over thee, and it'll keep us or guard us in all of our ways.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. The world is getting darker. The world is getting very dark, and we haven't even seen the depths of darkness yet. But it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahuwah says, he said, when evil rushes in like a flood, he said he's going to lift up a standard. What is his standard? We just read it. He's going to protect his people. He's going to protect those who love him and follow
mm-hmm.
the Messiah. Hallelujah. There's some things going on today, Elder, before I turn it over to you. In Paris,
mm-hmm.
see, propagandized, wicked, demonic, mainstream media, it's nothing but witchcraft. They
mm-hmm.
speak to the people and propagandize, spewing their filthy lies and telling you only the things they want you to hear, even though they're not even true. Because you know what this old
mm-hmm.
man says? You say a lie over and over. You say a lie enough times, it will become the truth. It won't become the truth in actuality, but it'll become the truth in people's minds. It'll become the truth theoretically. You know, they'll,
mm-hmm.
they'll take it as truth. You know, like they say, perception is reality. They'll people, the masses will take it as truth. You know,
yeah.
what one of the lies they put out there a century or so ago on our people, that we were three-fifths of a human being, and had the nerves to put it,
mm-hmm.
the founding fathers put it in their document, the document that they
yeah.
praised called the U.S. Constitution.
And, mm-hmm.
and lo and behold, people start acting on that. What did they do?
Mm-hmm.
Our people couldn't even go to a regular physician. They sent our, if something happened to us, they called the veterinarian. The animal doctor. That's how
mm-hmm.
sick. That's how cruel these people were. No wonder why they're being judged. No wonder why their kingdom, their little kingdoms all over the nation are being judged. Now, we're not taking any glory
mm-hmm.
in this earth. You know, we're not gloating, but this was prophesied. It says we'll
mm-hmm.
be in a land that is not ours 400 years. And after that, that same land will be judged. And America
mm-hmm.
has been seeing the judgment. And you know what? So much lies has been going on that we're going to dispel some of those lies. We have some factual information we're going to play, let you guys hear it with your own ears. And I pray that the sound comes in nice and crisp and clear
mm-hmm.
and loud, because you all need to hear this. Information we're going to be playing, because there's too many lies going on. And the Bible said you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we've heard enough lies. All you got to do is turn on your television and want to hear that. One of the things that they're not reporting on is what's going on in the country of France. It
mm-hmm.
is, France is basically going berserk. That old, I couldn't find another word. Going crazy. But it's actually not
mm-hmm.
in a bad way. The people are standing up and said they've had enough. I mean, really, America is more docile. I mean, they just
mm-hmm.
take away freedom after freedom with this country, and Americans seem to look at, you know, turn a blind eye to it. France has said enough is enough. What are they trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to pass this so-called vaccine passport. All that means is they're trying to take away and limit the liberties, the civil liberties of the citizens of France. What liberties? Well,
mm-hmm.
going to a restaurant, things you took for granted, like going to a public function, a theater, a movie theater, performing arts theater, even some schools, public buildings, you know, so
mm-hmm.
many things that they, transportation, train. Now, a lot of people in the European countries, you know, they have cars, but America has more cars than any country. A lot of those countries, they do believe in public transportation, so they take the trains and buses and everything. So here they are limiting their mobility to get around. A lot of people catch the trains to go to work. So they're going to limit all of these. They're squeezing the people, making society smaller, more restrictive. And France, the citizens of France said they have had enough. I'm surprised YouTube left the video up, because YouTube and Facebook are, and even, well, Twitter and catch up too, but I am so surprised that YouTube left the video up. Our listeners can just go on YouTube, unless they just took it down, and look at the protests in France regarding the vaccine passports. I mean, all hell is breaking loose. And why don't you see this on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC and all this mess? No, they want to just talk to you about their lies, 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 just like they have here. I've told you, Elder, they said Florida and Texas accounted for one-third of all new U.S. coronavirus cases last week. So they're basically saying all hell is breaking out in Florida and Texas. It's a hotbed for the virus and this so-called new, what they call it, Delta. I got a question for our listeners. I got a question for our listeners. See, we're going to expose a lot of stuff tonight. Variant real, or is it just like the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus? Because when this so-called Delta variant that's just wreaking havoc all over the country and hopefully all over the world, well, if you go in to the doctor's office and ask them to test you specifically for the Delta variant, they don't tell people nothing else. Let me know if I have the Delta variant. Guess what? What, Israel? They can't do it. They can't even tell if you have this make-believe Delta variant or not. If you think those of you who test positive and, you know, they say, this Delta variant is going around this area, and you start to, if a doctor tells you that, say, test me for the Delta variant. I want to know, do I got the Delta variant or the earlier version of Corona, you know, the 2020 version? They can't tell the difference. They have no way to test it. You know, we got proofs.
That's right.
I don't know if we can play all these clips tonight, but we have information. Not just from my own mouth, from MDs, from pathologists, from the professionals that they'll never give a platform to on these wicked news networks. Never. Never. All you say, well, they got doctors on there. Those are bought and paid for shields. Shields. That means they're working. They have an agenda. So they're carrying water for their boss. Who's their boss? Okay, Rockefellers. Give you a hint. Rothschilds, DuPont, Warburg, these 13 families. Those are the two. Those are the bosses of the Fauci's and the Bill Gates. See, so yes, Fauci's and Bill Gates are the point men, but don't get it twisted. They're not running the show. They have a puppet master over them. So France is in turmoil, and that's just one of the ones that they're showing. So this whole thing is about to blow up. And I'm telling you, the only thing that scares me the most is I still see a lot of our people. Now, I'm talking about the bloodline of Israel, the so-called descendant of slaves, so-called Negroes. And way too many of our people, it still look like they're asleep. I mean, they're looking to get back to the way things were. They're looking to get back to their old fleshly ways. They're looking to get back into the bars, the nightclubs, the get back to the sports bars, you know, to watch the games and just lose themselves in fantasy, watching a guy throw a football or hit a baseball or shoot a basketball. They're just looking to check out, tune out. They're looking to fornicate, men getting with women getting with men getting with men, women getting with women. It's just, Elder, I don't see enough change. I don't see enough urgency. I'm not your ooh. I'm just seeing with these human eyes that he's given me. Our people. It's sad because I know the script. I know what it says. I know it says, though we be many, though the seed of Israel be as the sand of the sea, as far as numbers, it says only an elect, only a remnant is going to be delivered. If I were you, I would try to press in to that, to be one of those, that remnant. You know, Bible said, let him steal no more. You know, let him that, you know, fornicate no more. Let you got to repent and say, lay aside every weight, especially that sin that does so easily beset you. That thing that you have a propensity for, you know, it's almost like it's in your genes, right? It's almost like it's part of your DNA. You know, I'm not a drinker, I'm not a smoker, but I'm a homemonger. I can't get that out of me. All right, I'm not a homemonger, but I'm just a addicted type person. I'm a, you know, when I took crack once, I just can't shake and everything. You know, whatever that sin is, or I love to, you know, live out of the bottle. You know, my old man lives out of the bottle. I live out of the bottle. Whatever that sin is that you know that just sets you back, especially let go of that. You know, that's almost like saying if thy eye offend you, they pluck it out. It's better to go into the kingdom with one eye than to not go in at all.
Yeah.
We have to have a sense of urgency. Israel, and as the watchman, you know, Ezekiel speaks of us as watchmen. If I'm sitting on the watchtower, I'm just not sensing it. With the discernment, with the Ruach HaKodesh has given us, I am not seeing it. I'm not seeing enough of it. Now, the people who are serious of our people, I see them on fire. I see them just like waking up. They're just getting heated. They're on fire. You know, there are people ready to give up their jobs, Elder. There are people ready to give up their jobs if this foolishness comes their way. Talking about you got to stick out your arm and get this jab if you want to keep working here at my plantation. I mean, at my job. You know, these people say they're ready to walk out. They say, how are you going to pay your mortgage? Well, you know what? Yahuwah is going to have to deal with that. But I am not going to sell my soul just to get these finances. Yah will take care of me. Now we said,
hallelujah.
I'm young, but now I'm old, but I have yet to see the righteous forsaken or his seed, his descendants, begging for bread. Yah will take care of you. This thing is getting real. Don't give in. Don't give in, Israel. You know, so now they're going to different measures. I'm winding down, Elder. I'm sorry, the Ruach is just pushing me here. They're going to desperate measures now. You know, they're looking at France. And I really think these puppet masters, the ones behind the scene, we're getting way above the Fauci's and the Gates. I'm talking about the big boys, the 13, the big 13. They're seeing this because their father, they talk directly to their father, HaShetan. And they're saying, hey, you know, this thing was going nice and smooth for a while. You know, 10 million, 50 million, 100 million people got vaxxed. But, man, the numbers are rolling up. But all of a sudden, it started grinding and grinding and grinding. Now it's coming like to a halt. And they say, people are not getting vaccinated. We need more people. It's been prophesied by our father Satan that the world needs to get to 500 million, and that's what they're going to come hell or high water. They're going to try to get that number, even if things look obvious. So they might look for mass extermination somehow, some way. Now, how could they do this? You got to watch out. Watch for your children. There's been reports that they already are starting to try to vaccinate your children, your school trips, without parental consent. Without
They're not just trying. They're actually doing it. So
actually
that's what
doing.
I'm that's
you,
what I'm doing. Yeah.
You,
the military.
You heard, and I believe that because you say how could they do that? Well, look at here. Look no further than Planned Parenthood, that filthy organization that's almost in every black neighborhood. Planned Parenthood and when your sugar diabetes get out of control, a dialysis center, and Planned Parenthood. You can almost and liquor store. You can almost find that in every black area. So, Planned Parenthood. Do you know that filthy organization was treating little girls, 12, 13 years old and stuff, without giving them birth control, promoting them to have sex, and then giving them abortion, then killing their offspring. See, but truth be told, they did kill the offspring, but they weren't wasting it. They weren't wasting that material. They was using that material. That this stuff about the, fetal tissue and everything, that stuff been going on a long time. Stem cell reuse and research and all that. They've been using our people, the infants, the dead infants, for a long time. The melanin, all kinds of things. Why do you think they want so many of our babies aborted? So look no further than Planned Parenthood to prove that they can vaccinate, that they can go behind your back, do not need your consent to treat your children, your little small child. They tried to do that in Africa. We've shown videos where the children were literally jumping out of the schoolhouse windows when these thugs came in to try to vaccinate them. We've seen Venezuela. Oh, I might got the wrong country. It was a South American country. Well, we saw it where they chased the man up on the roof, military authorities, and pinned the man down and forcefully gave him this vaccine. So don't think this is not coming to a neighborhood near you. Your only protection, is the Most High. So just you and your mental state saying, I'm going to reject it, that's not enough, because you're no match against Satan. You have to surrender wholeheartedly. Not this lukewarm stuff. Not this churchianity stuff. This Christianity, lukewarmness. Now, there might be some righteous people in the church, but if there is, you need to come out of that mess. See, those are institutions. HaShaitan, religion is of the devil. We need to turn to the Most High with all of our heart and follow him in truth. He said, thy laws are truth. Psalm 119, 142. We have to follow him in spirit and in truth. Yes, you have to have the Ruach HaKodesh, but you have to have the truth. And the laws that he will put in your heart, they are truth. I've been up here. I'm going to turn this over to Elder. Elder, I know you got a lot to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on up.
Okay. Yeah, what I was looking at, first I just want to just start it off with warning our people, at least talking to them about this. This one verse here, we don't want to ever forget. That's why it's so important that we stay with Yah and stay into his word so that we'll always be aware of what he is telling us. Because right now, I'm just going to start out with 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Okay, and verse 14. my people and my people upon whom my name is called, okay? Remember that, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. You see, this is something we need to do. And turn from their evil ways. So you've got to turn from your evil ways. Then I shall heal from the heavens. You hear that? And forgive their sin and heal their land. You see? So all this sickness that they are, this devil is bringing up on this earth, you see? Yeah, he will heal us. He will protect us from these devils, okay? Because that's all they are. Everything they say to you out there on the radio, on the news, they telling you they're just going to be lying. They're lying to you. They don't.
Hallelujah.
They're not ashamed. They make shame about how they lie to you now, okay? I don't care what your new man look like. I don't care what kind of clothes he put on his back. He's still opening up his wide lips, spitting out a lie to you.
That's right.
Okay? And that's why they don't have – this is where America has got to start standing, and I believe America is on the brink. I think they are going to start even worse than what France is trying to do because, look, if when they start opening up their eyes, recognizing and seeing what they are doing to the children of ours here in America, okay, then it's criminal what they are doing to them, okay? I saw a little kid today. He used to be he used to be bright, all happy, all, you know, exciting little guy. And then these people have jabbed him with that needle. He's, what, about 11 years old or something? Jabbed him, you know, with the needle. And now he's just so subdued, he don't even know how, he can't even be friendly like he normally be with you and so forth. He don't know what, he don't realize what, he was kind of realizing, apparently, what something done happened to him. He may not know exactly, but they done already messed him up, messed with him, you see? And so, gave him his second shot. You see? So that's what's criminal about this thing. They shouldn't have, I think they should not have made the mistake to start jumping on the children. That's the mistake. That's the worst mistake that they probably could have made, you see? Because Yahushua already has something to say about that. If you offend one of these little ones that believe in my name, you know, it's better that you have a millstone hung around your neck and you put in this bottom of the sea and drown it forever, you see?
That's
what these people are doing. They're sitting around condemning themselves. But Yah is going, he's okay. He's on it. And this is what we see here. They should not have messed with the children. I'm telling you that.
Hallelujah.
America, if anybody can hear my voice, there's one thing I'm going to tell you. America has overstepped. That's it.
Yeah.
Because they have decided to push this poison in little children that have not had time to grow up to be able to comprehend what they are doing to them. Okay?
That's right.
They should not have done that. Okay? So America is over. She's going down. She's really going to hell now because the fire is going, she's going to start filling her own fire, burning her butt up because she's nasty with her nasty stuff. And so, and that's why I'm looking at this here, even in Malachi chapter 3, it tells us, Yahuwah says, for I am Yahuwah, I shall not change, and you, O sons of Jacob, shall not come to an end. You see, they want to try to bring us to an end. They want to do they can, whatever they can get. They want to bring us down. And got old nasty-looking Bill Gates, phony-looking Seth, thinking he's something like Joseph or something. I'm going to take up all the land.
I'm going to put everything I want to in the food. The world about to come to me. That's what it seemed like he is doing. You know, he done bought up all this land, and now he's going to poison all of the foods so that if you have to have any food, you got to come to him. He thinks that he's got it set up where you don't have to come to him, crawl to him, and beg him for food, you see? But he's going to realize that Yahuwah is the boss. He is the one that on the earth is his. Okay? The earth is
That's
his.
That's right.
No Bill Gates, no matter how much he thinks he can buy land here and try to poison it, it won't work for him either. Okay? That slick slime looking demon, it will not work either. Regardless
hallelujah.
Of what you think. So hallelujah for that. And
because
see, this is getting people are starting to get upset when we see these roaches walking around here, these dead roaches, cockroaches, you know, first up, because they doing this to children, doing this to people, whoever they can try to get away with, you know, and think that nothing's gonna be done to them. Oh, they just could do it. They ain't heard about it. You know, they could do whatever
That's
they
right.
think they want to do, you see? But while they're thinking that way, something else is boiling, cooking up for them, you know? As you heard that saying, if you dig a pit for one somebody, you better dig one for yourself because you're going to end up falling in that same pit, okay? So hallelujah. And it says here, I want to read a little bit here in Malachi of chapter 3 on down here, starting with about verse 13, what it tells us here. Well, we need to be thinking about this here. He said, he said, your words have been strong against me, you see? And said Yahuwah, okay? But you have said, what have we spoken against you? This is what the world has said, or those Hebrew Israelites that is have not waken up, don't want to wake up, wants to remain blind. Okay. Then he says, "You have said it is worthless to serve Yahuwah, and what did we gain when we guarded His charge, and when we walked as mourners before Yahuwah of hosts?" Okay. What is this? This is what they're talking, see? But look here. And now, he said, we are calling the proud blessed, and only are the doers of wrongness built up. But they also try Yahuwah and escape. You see, this is what these wicked-minded people can't see. They need some help, all right? Then shall those who fear Yahuwah speak to one another. You see, because there are those of like us out here. We're speaking to each other. We see this evil. We see it just like everybody else thinks they see. Okay? And Yahuwah listens and hears, and a book of remembrance be written before him of those who fear Yahuwah. And those who think upon his name, okay? Listen to that, okay? A book of remembrance. In other words, something that won't be forgotten. And they shall be mine, Yahuwah says here. He said, Yahuwah of hosts, on the day that I prepare a treasured possession, and I shall spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. You see? So that's what I'm saying. We don't have to be worried about it, okay? Although we see these demons doing what they're doing, Satan himself thinking he's got it all set through Fauci, through Bill Gates, and through all of the other people on his list, you know, and so forth. Then you shall again see the difference, he says, between the righteous and the wrong. See, it's going to show. It's going to be exposed, okay? Between one who serves Yahuwah and one who does not serve him. He said, you're going to see the difference, okay? Watch out.
Yeah.
You will see the difference, okay? And he said, for look, the day shall come burning like a furnace, and all the proud and every wrongdoer shall be stubbled. And the day that shall come shall burn them up. You see, when I see that, I say, I don't want to be burned up. Gee whee. You know, that Yahuwah of hosts, which leaves to them neither root nor branch. See, like I just read what he said, I change not. Okay? And you sons of Yaakov shall not come to an end. That the wicked out there that forgets Yahuwah, don't know him, and this stuff kind of coming into their head and they all proud and stuff, this is what's going to be waiting for them, this fire, the day of burning, is going to burn. Okay? So to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. You see? And you shall go out and leap for joy like calves from the stall. Hallelujah. And you shall trample the wrongdoers, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this. And said Yahuwah of hosts, you see, they shall be ashes under your foot. All right. So hallelujah. So these this wrong stuff that they're doing, just like it tells us in Psalms 91, that you shall see the reward of the wicked. Okay?
That's right.
We will see their reward. See? And it says, remember the Torah of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb. But all Israel, okay, laws and right rulings. See, I am sending you Elijah, that prophet, before the coming of the great and awesome day of Yahuwah. Okay? And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. Lest they come and strike the earth with utter destruction. See, so that's what I'm saying. Yahuwah, he is in control, okay? He tells us the earth belongs to him, okay? And so it doesn't matter what that doggone Bill Gates thinks he got going. His design is grass. His design is, will burn like an oven, okay? Just like Auchi will burn like an oven. They are nothing but kindle brought for the fire. That's going to burn them to ashes, to nothing. Okay?
Yes.
And that's why we don't worry about these folks, because we know they are full. They're going straight to hell. Nothing else waiting for them but the lake of fire. Okay? Now, what we're going to do, we're going to kind of look at some of these clips, because this stuff that these people have decided and certified themselves to be legal murderers, okay, the Bill Gates and people like that, and they can just kill, and nobody's going to do anything about it. In fact, nothing is going to happen. You know, you're just going to be dead. They don't care, okay? And
that's
what's going on. So we're going to listen to a clip right quick. That is why the name of this clip here is called "It's Time to Trust in the Science, People." 6 minutes of truth from the White Summit. Okay? So let's see what they think.
There's not been one death. There's not been one injury. That's what they tell you. It's a lie. This is something. So this spike protein doesn't stay just in the cell. The spike circulates in your blood. It lands in multiple organs in the body. And you know what happens? That spike protein will help the body of the virus. In lab animals, just in during the spike, with no body of the virus, the spike induces the same diseases as COVID-19 induces. The same lung disease, the same vascular disease, the same heart disease, the same brain disease. The spike is the toxin. So again, why are we injecting something into the human body that is the toxin? It is the toxin. It causes the disease. This isn't a vaccine. Okay, so we know that it is a virus that everybody's heard about, is the H2 receptor. Here's an example. So on the left-hand side, this is a cell that lines your blood vessels. I'll show you a chart in a minute where we have the H2 receptors. So on the left-hand side, you see kind of in the corner of that upper grid and the bottom grid, these nice smooth lines. On the right-hand side, this is what the spike protein, just the spike alone from the vaccine, is doing to the mitochondria of your cells. That's the engine of your cells. That's what gives you energy, the power of your cells. Compare the left, the smooth, nice, put together. Compare the right, blown apart, fragmented. That's from the vaccine, not from the virus, from the vaccine. Okay, so here's the human body. You can see the plethora of sites where we have the two receptors. Now think about it. I mentioned, to tell us, oh gosh, the spike stays in your blood. It doesn't. It circulates. In the Harvard study, 13 nurses, they showed it's circulating for at least 2 weeks. A lot of people lack something called mRNAs, an enzyme that breaks down the RNA. So it may be circulating for even longer. Now you hear, oh gosh, they died, you know, just so long after the shot. So, you know, it was 2 weeks, 3 weeks, hang there and whatever. You know what? That spike's circulating. They tried to pull over our eyes and say, well, I'm kind of shot, we're too far out. Not if the toxin's still circulating. Not if the toxin's still circulating. The spike is the toxin. Damage to the lung, by admission. On the left-hand side, healthy lung tissue. Nice space up in the pathologist with all these cells, all their lungs, kind of lung burners this way. On the right-hand side, see how much more purple and blue that is? That's old inflammation. Why? H2 receptors in that lung, spike binding to it. Inflammatory response, immune system attacking your own body. Disease from the spike, disease from your own tech shot investigational vaccine. They keep lying to the American public by calling it vaccine. They keep taking the word investigational off of what they call it in emergency authorization. Keep not calling it what it is, investigational, experiment on humanity. And that's what they're doing, and I'm showing you why. Spike is a toxin. Crosses the blood-brain barrier. Kind of like my brain cells to be where they are and not be blown apart, right? So why in the world would you put a toxin into the human body that's going to disrupt the blood vessels in your brain and allow the spike in there, it'll cause inflammation? The brain fog you hear about in the COVID patients, guess what? You hear about it in the post-vaccinated damage to individuals as well. But no, nobody's hurt by the shot. There's not been one death. There's not been one injury. That's what they tell you. It's a lie. And this is science. Okay, here we go. All blue on top, those are brain cells. All the blue doesn't belong there, that's inflammation from the spike. We have Joe's heart inflammation, guess what? You have the H2 receptors in the heart. Here you can see on the left-hand side, see those blue arrows around the white? That's inflammation. That's not normal. That's after a shot. That's a spike protein landing there. That's your immune system attacking your own tissues. See on the right, that's the red arrows, just the pericardium, the sac that surrounds your heart. That's inflammation. That doesn't belong there. Once you have heart damage, the heart does not heal itself. Okay, left-hand side, all the blue dots, inflammation. See that gray in the middle? That's early scarring. Guess what? Once a heart cell is damaged, it's damaged forever. It doesn't replace itself with another heart cell. It replaces itself with a scar. So you tell me you want to get a 12-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 13-year-old, 18-year-old shot, and we see about a 200 times increase in myocarditis in our society right now? That's a good idea. Let's give a kid a toxin on his heart for life. Stop and think about what we're doing. Insanity. We need to stop the insanity immediately. This is over. Game over. This is no longer good science. This is a poisonous attack on our population. And it needs to stop now.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. This is what I've been teaching. I've been trying to tell people ever since this crap came out. They came up with this garbage, this poison. This is poison. They're poisoning the people. That's what they are doing. Now, the new lie, the new lie that they just came up with, okay? Now, this is the newest lie. I put it this way because they've been lying to us all the time. But one of their latest lies is that
it is the ones that are unvaccinated that is causing the problem for the rest of the world. That's the lie that
that's
they're
right.
telling now. If you're not vaccinated, oh, you need to just get, you don't want to, you don't want to hear, you don't wait on me, wait for me, you know, stuff like that. You know, that's crazy. Because
right.
since I work out there in the health field, I see it. I see what's happening to those that have been vaccinated. Okay? Old man,
yeah.
old man, what's his name? I guess he's, but anyway, he sees himself dying, really. He could just tell, he could just see it. I was okay, you know, until I took that back. Once I took that, I've been going downhill ever since. Yeah, Mr. Well. Ever since, he's just been heading down to his grave. He could feel it. He could see it. He knew it. You see? So this is what I'm saying. We got to be able to recognize the fact that this is what's going on out there. This is what's happening. Don't get upset because, see, I think some people who have already fallen for this big lie that they brought on the scenery when they first came out with it a few months ago, they went out there, got their vaccine. Oh, boy, they felt that they were doing something. You know, I met some people, even people I know. Yeah, I took it, man. I'm okay. I just had a little bit, you know, now I'm fine. See, you're not fine. Once you do that whatever effects you
that's right
receive from that vaccine, it's irreversible, okay? You can't
right.
all of a sudden say, well, I'm okay. I just wipe it up. No, you stuck. First of all, you have already broke the commandments of Yahuwah, okay? Because he told us, warned us about this stuff coming on the scene, you see? And he told us what we could, you know, even a lot, we could see some of that stuff in Revelation. I'll get to it sometime. But we are not to be taking this poison that they will come up on the earth with and take it and put it into our bodies. You see, and that's what a lot of our people have done, you see. And they will get really mad at you. But if you just keep talking, just keep showing them this and show it to them in the scripture too. This is not of Yahuwah, okay? This is of the devil, okay? Guess who that is? You think these people got something good that they're going to give to you and make you all healthy and good and all that stuff? No, they're killing you. As they look at
yeah.
you, they're killing you. They ain't got nothing that can help you once they put this garbage, this poison in you. You can't be helped by them no kind of way, okay? So that's what I'm saying. Now, what we could do, let's listen to another guy here. Let's see, Dr. Vernon Coleman.
Hey, Elder,
okay.
Elder,
before you play that, okay.
I just wanted to say this, these young people, and I even pulled up a report that's showing that the CDC is even confessing it. And you know they're lying devils. The CDC and its partners are actively monitoring these reports of this myocarditis by reviewing data
mm-hmm.
and medical records to learn more about what happened and to understand any relationship to the COVID-19 vaccination. See, so it says
mm-hmm.
myocarditis, it says thousands of more reporting. Now, they say thousands, but we know they don't
mm-hmm.
report 1% have been reported to for the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that's VARS, of cases
mm-hmm.
of inflammation of the heart, thousands of these, called
mm-hmm.
myocarditis
mm-hmm.
and pericarditis, happening after,
mm-hmm.
now this is on the CDC, now happening
mm-hmm.
after mRNA COVID-19 vaccination, in other words, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, in the United States. See? So,
mm-hmm.
and it says, have been reported after mRNA COVID-19 vaccination, particularly in adolescents and young adults. Do you believe
mm.
this? Now, this website is reporting that you could, man, there's no telling what's really going on. And myocarditis is
right.
inflammation of the middle layer of the heart. And pericarditis mm-hmm. is inflammation of the outer lining of the heart. In both cases, mm-hmm. affects the body immune system. That spike protein, there we go. They talking about that spike protein is good. It creates a spike protein and attacks the, the coronavirus. No, the spike protein is messing your body up. It's causing these myocarditis and pericarditis. A pericarditis is usually caused by a viral infection, and that's the virus mm-hmm. is in these vaccines. A severe case can weaken the heart, which can lead to heart failure, abnormal heartbeat, and sudden death. Symptoms include chest pain, mm-hmm. abnormal heartbeat, and shortness of breath. And treatment may include medications to regulate the heartbeat and improve heart function. In rare but severe cases, a device may be needed to help the heart. Now, quickly, you would think something like that, all of that would happen in an old person. That sounds like an older person, mm-hmm. you know. But these are happening with mm-hmm. children. Young
That's
people
right.
are getting this. Young people's hearts are being messed up. And these people are taking these young people and jabbing them, and some of these parents are even allowing it. That's sick.
That's right.
You're going to have that blood on your hands. You got to go into judgment and face the Most High for that. Go ahead, Elder.
That's right. That's exactly what's going on, you see, because, it's a criminal. It's a criminal act that they are acting out there. It's very criminal. We'll come back to this. I'm going to just listen to this, some of this doctor's information that he's got also. Dr. Vernon Coleman and Mike Yedon on medical population control via the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, here we go. Listen to what they have to say, too.
Since you've been watching my videos for a while, you'll know that I am exaggerating. You'll also know for the last year my predictions, assessments, and evaluation have been absolutely accurate. Now, more than ever, I need your help. Unless we work together, we are doomed. I need your help because we need to reach millions with this video. And when the big platforms and the mainstream media have been abandoned, I can't reach those millions without you. I believe this is the most important video on my bank and the most important. In the sink, you have to share it. You have to do nothing for the next few minutes, but send this video to everyone you know or don't know who has an email address, and send it to every journalist whose email address you can find. Do you remember that video in which Bill and Melinda Gates sat and smirked as they talked about how the next pandemic would make people sit up and take notice? Well, I think I don't know what's going to happen. We all know that the evening elite in the Democratic Union Great Reset promoters are all along intending to appeal to the 90% and 95% of the world population. Sadly, I fear it's probably too late to save many of those who've had the vaccine. Millions of Jews in the fear that many will die in their next coming to contact with the coronavirus. But something has gone seriously wrong with the plans of the elite. And the result is that now those of us who haven't had the vaccine appear to be in serious danger too. We need to keep our minds in tip-top condition by eating wisely, taking as many days off. So we may need something to keep away from those who haven't had the vaccine. They are, I believe, now going to be in danger, surviving next year. For longer than I like to think of, I know that they shouldn't really be called vaccines, or we want official definition of their change in common. But if I call them gene therapy, then people will be trying to reach, they'll be told that their vaccines work. Almost a year ago, I warned that the reason that the coronavirus risk was being exaggerated was probably to set up a mandatory vaccination program. The COVID-19 fake pandemic was created in part to find an excuse for the vaccines, rather than the vaccine being being granted as a solution to many anxious circumstances by COVID-19. I've been warning for months that the experimental vaccines are dangerous and they produce many potentially deadly side effects. The celebrities and doctors are wrong in providing an assurance. I think I was right to suggest that the vaccines could kill more people than COVID-19. But it now seems likely that the vaccines may be responsible for the deaths of hundreds of millions who haven't been vaccinated. My long-term thinking has always been that COVID-19 was planned with purpose to kill as many of the elderly and the frail as possible. And of course to introduce mandatory vaccinations. That's what I said in my first video in March 2020. That's still available on YouTube. There was, of course, also a plan to destroy and reinvent the economy for satisfying the requirements of the agenda 21 in the Great Reset. Days after that first video, it was furiously attacked on the internet. My Wikipedia entry was dramatically changed. Details of all my books, TV series, and columns were removed. I was described as a discredited conspiracy theorist. That no one ever said things I've been discredited by. I made a video explaining just how the Wikipedia entry was altered in order to demonize and discredit. Many others who questioned the official line of COVID-19 have suffered the same way. And of course, the BBC and the national press have joined in by attacking those who dare to question the official line by airing unacceptable truths. But now I fear that the genocidal lunatics, the horsemen of the apocalypse who planned this fraud, are leading us into Armageddon. I then believed that the architects of this fraud expected that millions would die. However, I now believe that the evil minds who created this fraud dramatically underestimated the danger of the experimental vaccines, which they have been promoting with such vigor. Millions who received one of the COVID-19 vaccines may die as a result of those vaccinations. We'll explain how and why in a moment. The fraud started, of course, with the wild predictions made by Ferguson at Imperial College. Ferguson was a mathematical modeler with an appalling track record. The people planning the fraud knew that Ferguson's predictions were absurd. They must have known that his track record was embarrassingly bad. But nevertheless, his prediction was being used as an excuse for the lockdowns, the social distancing, the masks, and the closures of schools and hospital departments. This was all utter madness. The logical thing to do was to isolate individuals who had the infection, in the same way that people with flu were told to stay at home, and to protect the most vulnerable people, largely the elderly with heart or chest disorders. But the politicians and the advisors did everything wrong. And those who questioned what was happening were demonized and silenced. The fact is that the immune systems of healthy people are boosted through interactions with others. Healthy children and young adults have very powerful immune systems. It's really only the elderly and the frail who are most likely to be threatened by a new virus. And yet the world's politicians and their advisors deliberately led us into a mass vaccination. The public will initially assure that only these vaccination programs could they possibly win back some of their lost freedoms. This was always dangerous nonsense. However, the experimental vaccines, which were approved so quickly, were never going to do what people were told. The vaccines were designed to prevent infection or transmission. The vaccines don't stop people getting COVID-19, and they don't stop them passing it on. They do get it. The vaccines really help with the seriousness of the symptoms for some of those who are infected. That's not what most people believe, of course. The vast majority of people who have been vaccinated believe they've been protected against the infection. There's another fraud. Apart from the rather important fact that they don't do what people think they do, there are three huge problems with the vaccines. The first problem, of course, is that these experimental vaccines have already proved to be desperately dangerous, killing many people already and producing serious adverse events in many more. The size of this particular problem can be judged by the fact that even the authorities admit that probably only 1 in 100 vaccine-related deaths and serious injuries will be reported. It's impossible to estimate how many will die of allergy problems, heart trouble, strokes, neurological problems, and so on, or how many will be blinded and paralyzed. As I list on my website, people known to be injured or killed by the vaccine, and it's a terrifying list to me. The death toll is terrifying, but most authorities keep insisting that these are all coincidences. When someone died within 60 or 28 days of a positive COVID-19 test, previously test result was false, they were automatically treated as a COVID-19 death to push up the figures. But when healthy young people die within hours of having a vaccination, the deaths are dismissed as just coincidences. What a lot of tragic coincidences there have been. The second problem is the immune system problem. There is pathogenic priming or a cytokine storm. What happens is that the immune system of the person who's been vaccinated will be primed to respond in a very dramatic way if that individual comes into contact with the virus in the future. The result can be catastrophic, and this is what I fear will happen to the autumn nearly next winter. The people who've had the vaccine are going to be in real trouble when they next come into contact with the coronavirus. Their immune systems will overreact, and that's likely to be when there will be lots of deaths. Patients haven't been officially warned about this problem, although the evidence was published in the International Journal of Clinical Practice in October last year. The paper is entitled Informed Consent Disclosure to Vaccine Trial Subjects at Risk of COVID-19 vaccines worsening clinical disease. But there's been no informed consent for patients, and I suspect that most doctors remain ignorant of the risks. Patients are being told that there are no dangers with these vaccines. The elderly and those with poor immune systems are particularly likely to be killed. And what will give you a poor immune system? Wearing a mask, being isolated from other people, and not getting enough sunshine are three obvious causes. Drinking too much alcohol and smoking too much tobacco while under house arrest don't help. The extra deaths will, I fear, probably occur in the autumn when vaccinated individuals are most likely to be exposed to the virus. The coronavirus spreads most rapidly in autumn and winter. As a result of the epidemic of illnesses and deaths that will take place, governments will start promoting the next round of vaccinations. There will be much talk of mutations, of course, and new, hurriedly prepared experimental vaccines will be produced and heavily promoted by celebrities who don't believe in vaccine. Doctors who understand the dangers but who have doubts will, as usual, be silenced. Amazingly, I believe that the people behind this fraud were aware this would happen as part of an evil plan. They knew that there would be an increase in deaths in the autumn and the next winter. They always planned to blame the deaths on a new version of COVID-19, one of the many thousands of mutations which would be around by the autumn. I long suspected that they would eventually be promoting vaccinations every couple of months, or even more frequently, every month or so. My original use of the word hoax in March 2020 was intended to criticize the response to a flu-like viral infection. The response, I believe then and believe now, was wildly exaggerated. I suspect that this was what Bill and Melinda Gates were smirking about when they implied that we might not take the first pandemic seriously, but that we would treat the next pandemic far more seriously. And I believe that they, and all the others involved in this fraud, assumed that they would be perfectly safe because they wouldn't actually have the vaccines. I suspect that many of the elite, more important celebrities, were given a placebo just for the experimental vaccines. They were never at risk of being killed by the vaccine, being severely injured by it, or developing pathogenic priming, and then being incredibly vulnerable next time they came into contact with the virus infection. I think the elite thought they were safe. I think they devised a plan that would result in millions of deaths, but which would not harm them. But I believe they made a huge, crucial mistake. And this brings us to the third problem, a problem I don't think they expected. This problem has just been outlined by Dr. Gert van den Bosch, who's a very eminent medicine specialist. Indeed, I was originally skeptical about what he said, because Dr. Bosch has previously worked with Gavi at the Gates Foundation. He's the last person in the world who could be described as being opposed to vaccination. Dr. Bosch has pointed out that the vaccines which are currently being used are the wrong weapons to use for this war against the virus infection. Disastrously, by giving vaccines to millions, we're teaching the virus how to mutate and to become stronger and more deadly. Trying to devise new vaccines for new mutations simply makes things worse because the scientists can't possibly get ahead of the mutated viruses. And the people who have been vaccinated are now sharing the mutated viruses with those around them. The mutations are becoming stronger and deadlier. Ending the lockdowns will be perfectly timed to ensure that new mutations of the COVID-19 virus are spread far and wide. There's another associated problem too. Normally our bodies contain white blood cells which help us defeat infections. Cells called NK cells, the NK stands for natural killers, help kill off invading blood cells. Once the NK cells have done their work, antibodies appear in clearer mess. However, Dr. Bosch explains that the COVID-19 vaccines are triggering the production of very specific antibodies which compete with the natural defenses of the individuals who have the vaccines. The natural defenses of those who have been vaccinated are being suppressed because the specific antibodies which have been produced by the vaccine just take over. And these specific antibodies, the ones produced by the vaccines, are permanent. They're there forever within the people who have been vaccinated. The disastrous result is that the natural immune systems of the tens or hundreds of millions who are having the vaccines are being effectively destroyed. Their immune systems will not be able to fight any mutated variation of the virus which develops within their bodies. And those mutated viruses can spread out into the community. I believe this is why new virus variations are appearing in areas where the vaccine is being given to lots of people. The bottom line is that giving the vaccines will give the virus an opportunity to become infinitely more dangerous. Every vaccinated individual has the potential to become a mass murderer because their bodies are becoming laboratories, making lethal viruses. And worse still, some of the vaccinated individuals may become asymptomatic carriers, spreading lethal viruses around them. And the people who have the vaccine won't be able to respond to the mutations because their immune systems have been taken over by an artificial defense system given to them by the vaccine and designed to combat the original form of the COVID-19 virus. The vaccinated individuals are very much at risk when the new mutations start to spread. Their bodies are permanently and exclusively geared to defend against the form of the virus which is rapidly becoming out of date. Giving new vaccines won't help because the mutated virus will not be vulnerable. The scientists who are making vaccines won't be able to get ahead of the mutated virus. This should have been foreseen. It's the problem which explains why flu vaccines are trouble. The politicians and their advisors will lie and blame those who haven't had the vaccine for the development of new mutations before the rise in deaths is going to take. But if Dr. Bosch is right, and I believe he is, then it's the vaccinated individuals that are the threat of mankind. There'll be a major threat to anyone who's been vaccinated. But there'll also be a major threat to the unvaccinated, because the viruses they're shedding are going to be more dangerous than the original one. We are in very dangerous territory. If we don't stop this vaccine program now, but it's no exaggeration to say that the real future of mankind is at risk. Is this what was in the mind of those trying to sell us the Great Reset? I don't know. Maybe their aim all along was to kill us all. Or maybe their evil plots just got out of hand. In the UK, Ferguson, Hancock, Whitty and Valance have always seemed to me to be entirely the wrong people.
Okay. See? Now, this man is bringing up some things that a lot of people probably don't even think about, you know, because this virus, it's dangerous for those that are not vaccinated as well as for those who have been vaccinated. That's kind of the reason why we see people with this new variant thing that come out is attacking the ones that has been vaccinated. You know, been attacking them quite a bit, you see? And so now we can kind of see and understand why. See, they had planned this kind of thing, but I guess they didn't expect certain things to happen, but they really had this thing planned anyway to be super killers, I guess, to kill anything that they come in contact with, you know? That's what we're looking at here. We're looking at a dangerous situation. And that's why, again, they will blame those who have not been vaccinated. You know, they will blame it on us. It is our fault. It will be the one, the reason why everybody else is catching this thing so fast and so quick, you know? So, they outsmarted themselves. That's just about what it's all about, you know? These people came up with a poison, and they have attacked this United States. Those of us in this country has been attacked. A war has been, declared against us, and we better realize that, you see? They have already declared war against us, and they are doing whatever it takes for them to kill us, to bring us down, make us sick as dogs, and to bring us to our knees, you see? So we see this. We see it coming, you know. We see it happening to us right here, you know. And so that's why we got to, like he said, you know, make sure we do whatever we can to keep our own immune system built up, you see. And that's why, you know, we know vitamin D3, zinc, and vitamin C also.
Yep.
These are very good vitamins, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we can use these things in combination to continually to help keep our own immune system built up as strong as we possibly can at all times.
Yeah.
Because their plans are to wipe us out, you see.
Absolutely.
As many of the people as they can. But again, we know if we trust Yahuwah, you know, like he keep telling us, the earth is his, okay? And Satan cannot take that away from him, you see? And so we know that a lot of these people, they're going to find themselves dying themselves, because when you dig a pit for somebody, you can bet that same pit is what you will be destroyed with, okay? That's why he tells us Psalms 24, the earth belongs to Yahuwah and all that fills it, okay? The world and those who dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and upon the waters. He does establish it, okay? Who does go up into the mountain of Yahuwah? And who does stand in his set-apart place, okay? He who has innocent hands and a clean heart. You hear that? A clean heart.
That's
you
got to
be righteous.
Hallelujah.
Who did not bring his life to naught and did not swear deceivingly, he receives a blessing from Yahuwah.
and righteousness from the allure of his deliverance. Okay? Thus is the generation of those who seek him. That's why it's so important that we continue to seek Yahuwah. That way we hear what he is saying, and we got to act on this, what he's saying, in obedience to what he is saying to us, okay? Because we have came into that dangerous time now, you see? And just like when we were being brought out of Egypt, Pharaoh and his army, they were serious about what they wanted to do against us, okay? But we can see how it backfired on them, and they all wound up being drowned in the Red Sea. So that's why we got to know, we got to keep trusting in Yahuwah. Don't let nothing take that away from you, okay? Who knows? I don't know. We may have to give our life because of these demons, because they come in, they start to come door to door in some places, and we keep hearing the bell ringing about them coming door to door to our neighborhood any time now. You see?
Yeah.
So, and when they come door to door, you know what they're coming with, that jab. They're coming with the military to force, you know, to try to force you into submitting to this vaccine. And that, no matter what, that, as far as I'm concerned, is time to fight for your life. Because if
that's
they
right.
come up with that crap to your door, it's time to fight for your life, you know. And just
yeah.
say, hey, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. You know, because these demons, you know, I'd rather be taken down in war, in fighting, than to
that's
let
right.
one of these dogs try to stick me with this poison that they have come up with, you see, to
yeah.
try to poison
Hallelujah.
To kill people, you see. So that's just the way I'm feeling about this thing, because, you know, it ain't going to be long anyway. I don't think it's going to be that long, because that's why I just keep have to read and recognize what Yahuwah has said to us about his people, and just believe his word, okay? Got to believe his word, because that demon, he wants to, that's the thing, he don't want us to believe in Yahuwah. He wants us to lose faith in him, you know? But
that's
with
right.
us, if we hold on to him, as long as we listen to his word, especially after seeing what we can open our eyes and see what these evil people are doing, you know, and not only that, but what they have done in the past. Everything they're doing is just, they have been evil. This evil stuff coming from them towards, especially the people of Israel, it ain't playing. They just stepped it up a little bit. That's the main thing, you see? But
right.
what was it like when they used to feed our babies to alligators? You know, that was persecution time. That was a serious time. You know,
Absolutely.
They didn't care.
Hallelujah.
You see,
That's
and
right.
they don't just like they don't care now today. It's the same spirit that is in those people. You see,
Hallelujah.
And so we gotta realize that, and let's don't back down. Don't be afraid of them.
Hallelujah.
Tells us, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Okay. So, Elder, if you want to speak, you want to say something, go ahead. Go ahead. Take it over.
Hallelujah. Like I said at the beginning of the show, Elder, this is like the Luke 10:4, where he told us to go out and don't have a script, don't have a purse and everything. Everything that I had pretty much put down in my notes, I've already spoken on those. Our people...
Uh-huh.
And I know many do, but there's still far too many who just have this lackadaisical attitude. You could see it.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it on television. You could see it when you're out and about at the
mm-hmm.
Strip malls, you know, the shopping malls. I know they don't, the regular old conventional malls where everything is inside, I don't even know if those kind of malls are still open, but I'm talking about like the strip malls that are outside. You can see people are
mm-hmm.
still lackadaisical, complacent. Young people are still just trying to have a good time, playing their music loud, riding through, smoking their marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too much of the same nonsense going on. We're in a sense
mm-hmm.
of war. We're in a sense of urgency. And people are
mm-hmm.
not properly discerning what's going on around them. They don't know this is a
mm-hmm.
death call. They're trying to
mm-hmm.
exterminate us. They're taking their own
mm-hmm.
You know, it's already crossed color lines. Probably more whites are going to go than blacks when it's all said and done. But
mm-hmm.
they are after Yisrael. Psalm 83,
mm-hmm.
1 through 5,
yeah.
You know, come let us cut them off from being a nation. This thing has been
crafted,
planned out for centuries upon centuries. And this is just
mm-hmm.
the apex. They're saying, let's do it now. Let's wipe it out. Somehow, some way, these people, their seed, their descendant has been escaping us from total annihilation. We are going to get them now. It's time to do
mm-hmm.
it. And they're not backing up.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
If people cannot realize that this is it, they're pulling out all stops. They're going for it. Do you realize these people know? They know that people are on to them. They know that there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of people in the world that knows, that have broken the code, that knows what they're doing, that knows what they're trying to do. And they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's how far we're involved in this thing now. That's how deep it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
The way they're looking at it, they've gone too far. They've invested too much. They planned this thing for years, and this is it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to reset this global society. They're going to bring in the NW, the New World Order. They're bringing it in. They say they'll come hell or high water. They do not care about you and I talking.
Mm-hmm.
They do not care about the people who are putting out these truthers videos, you know, these exposing type videos. The people in France marching, look like there's over a million people in the streets in France.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. And the people are telling them, I mean, they're chanting too. They're telling them to
mm-hmm.
take this vaccine and shove it where the sun don't shine. I mean, they're millions of people are singing this, chanting. Do you think these
mm-hmm.
devils care? They are going, in their minds, they're going to go through with this thing. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot
of our people, unfortunately, have made it easy on them. They fall into fear. But Scripture says, in the last days, men's hearts will fail them because of fear. All of your
mm-hmm.
prophecies are true. Men's hearts have, that's why our people run into these centers to get back, run into these drug stores, run into these clinics and everything to get vaccines. And some of them drop
mm-hmm.
dead right after they did it. Or right after they did it,
that's
all
right.
kind of trouble. Now they're getting, like you say, the young people. Young people
yes.
are getting myocarditis, pericarditis. The heart is getting hardening. Inflammation is making
mm-hmm.
the heart muscles, destroying the heart muscles from within and from without,
mm-hmm.
making blood clots, causing premature heart failure. And if they're talking
mm-hmm.
about after a few days rest, most people are feeling better. Their language is even demonic that they use. How are you a few days rest from myocarditis and you're going to feel better? What in the world are these demons talking about? This is a young child that's being robbed from 40 to 50 years of his life, having a serious
mm-hmm.
major heart issues at the age of 14, 15, 16, that you don't see people until they get into their late 50s and late 60s or even 70s get. And here is a child being robbed, haven't even blossomed, haven't even got out of high school, walking around with heart problems of a man in the 70s or 80s? This is demonic.
That's right.
This is pure demonic. And this filthy organization, the CDC, talking about they feel better after they rested. Let me see, can I find the wording of this mess? I had just read it. Okay, it was so horrible. I had to stop reading. I said, is this a joke? They're talking about they'll feel better after a little rest. Let's see. It says, be on the lookout for these symptoms. It is myocarditis, pericarditis, chest pain, shortness of breath, feelings of having a fast beating, fluttering, or pounding heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's talking about seek medical care if you think you or your child have any of these symptoms within a week after COVID-19 vaccination. But it said some stupid thing. Here we go. Hallelujah. The known potential, here's what it says, and here's their lie. The known potential benefits of COVID-19 vaccination outweigh the known and potential risks, including the possible risk of myocarditis and pericarditis, saying the COVID, getting COVID, the risk of getting COVID outweighs the risk of your child developing myocarditis and pericarditis. First of all, the risk of COVID is 99% recoverable. And for most children, they don't feel hardly any. Most of them are asymptomatic. And they'll build up antibodies. So how in the hell could this risk of getting this COVID be better than getting your child getting mild, serious heart disease? And also, most patients, listen to this foolishness right here. Also, most patients, they're talking about your teenagers, with myocarditis and pericarditis who received care, responded well to treatment, and rest, and quickly felt better. That's almost like saying after you had a heart attack and you got some rest, you felt better. I tell you, I could tell a demon wrote that. It doesn't even feel right. It doesn't even sound right. It sounds insane.
That's right. That's right.
Saying
it
after
is.
You had a stroke, just get a little rest. And most of our patients, after they had that stroke, when we let them rest, most of them felt better. You lying devil. I couldn't already read this. If people do not realize that we're in a spiritual war and a physical war, they physically jabbing you with this. But it goes so much deeper than the physical. It's the spirit. Satan is out to turn this world upside down. This world is going to be his aim. This world is going to be reset. Your money, your dollar value is going to blow up. It's going to be gone. And then we're going to see all on top of this corona stuff, we're going to see all kind of hell and mayhem in the streets. Because you're going to see people walking around with a pot wallet full of money and they can't do nothing with it. So hell is coming to this planet. It's coming. This is not no scare tactic. You better be close to Yah. That's why I was so disturbed, and I'm observing the people, our people. Too many of our people just are in the flesh. Whether they're in the churches or whether they're in the nightclubs, or what, they are in the flesh. And they're going to be swept away. Remember, Yahusha said, you got to parallel these times that we're in to the times of Noah. Let's get well ahead in Genesis 6. What happened when the door was finally closed? Noah was preaching for over 100 years. What happened when the doors were closed? I could imagine what happened. Ooh. There was a lot of banging on those doors. Yah shut those doors. And they were not going to be open. But there was a lot of banging on those doors as the water level rose. and you know it rose to your neck, and the reality set in that you made the wrong decision. You went for the flesh instead of the things of the spirit. And so you're going to reap the destruction of the flesh. And a lot of our people, they're still trying to get their flesh in. They're still trying to get their pound of flesh. Even with all the waves roaring around them. See, Satan has put them in some trance sleep state. And then with this vaccine, he's actually deceived some of them to make them think that they're okay. And by the time they start feeling symptoms, Ella, usually it's too late at that point.
That's right.
I mean, you know, this storm they say that goes on, it start attacking your organs. It start causing inflammation in your organs and in your heart muscles. It's pretty much too late. Forget all this stupidness.
Yeah.
The CDC thing is right and talking about you get a little rest, you feel. No. This stuff is not designed to make you feel a little better. It's designed to take you out, stamp you out. So you better
turn
to the Most High. And like we said earlier,
check
yourself. Let go of those besetting sins. The one that keeps setting you back, keep tripping you up, keep preventing you from going forward in the Most High, you better let those go. How do you do it? Well, I keep trying. Well, you better start adding something else. You better start adding some fasting to your prayers.
Yes.
You got to pull out all stops spiritually, just like they're pulling out all stops. They're pulling out all stops with their weakness. We have to pull out all stops with the Most High. We have to bombard heaven, bombard it with our prayers and supplication and petition, bombard it with our fasting and praying. Yahuwah is our only hope. And if you're not walking in his will, that Psalm 91 insurance policy is not going to cover you. You'll be just like a person that is caught in a car accident and you don't have no insurance.
That's right.
You have no insurance. And you get in that accident, that dreaded accident, that you know was kind of like inevitable. One day, you know, your luck was going to run out. You've been driving around, getting away with it. But when you get in that accident, you have no insurance. You can't afford that. You can't afford that injury that you caused that other driver.
That's right.
You can't fix his car. You can't fix your own car, pay for his injuries. You are just. I ain't going to say it on the air. They, you know, they say at the work, at the workplace,
yeah.
It's a USOL. People know what that means.
Yeah.
You know. So that's what's going on.
That's what's going on.
If you are caught with your pants down, if you caught out here trying to get your fill of the flesh, even though all these warning signs are going out, bells and whistles going off, red flags, how could you be deaf, blind and dumb to not see, not perceive what is going on all over the world. And you still trying to get your flesh on in the midst of all this? And you think the Most High is going to spare you when he start closing the gates, he start pulling ranks, getting his elect together, getting them in an area of protection? And then you think at the last minute, you could come running, pull your pants back up, just get out of the hotel room, and hey, wait for me. It's not going to work like that. You're going to be left just like the people who are banging on that ark. Remember, Yahusha said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be at the end time.
That's right.
The days when his return. People were partying, giving in marriage, and they're still trying to do it in the midst of all this. Don't be one of those. Now the majority... All scripture pointing towards the majority is not going to make it. It says, though the descendants of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a elect, only a remnant is going to be delivered. And then your Uzziah even said, broad is the way, wide is the gate that lead to destruction, and the majority, that means is there many there be that go there? But the narrow path, path of righteousness, it say that leads to the
yep.
kingdom. It says only a few, only a remnant is going to make it in. So scripture, precept upon precept, line upon line, is then pointed toward the majority, even of us, are not going to make
that's right.
it. It's going to be a sad time to behold because some of these people are going to be your own family members, your loved ones, your
yeah.
friends, so-called friends, your acquaintances. You know, people you thought were actually kind of nice, good people in the flesh, but they didn't turn
mm-hmm.
to the Most High, didn't turn to the Spirit. They tried to live in their own goodness, their own righteousness. But other than that, they were
mm-hmm.
nice people. Never did you any harm, but they didn't want to humble themselves and turn to the Most High. You're going to see people that you know and love is not going to make it. Our only
yeah.
cry and appeal is if you know it's just going to be a remnant, press in. Press in.
Mm-hmm.
Be
yeah.
in that remnant.
Yes,
it's,
yes, that's right.
It doesn't, you don't have to keep yourself outside, but you have to come His way. You have to come His way.
Mm-hmm.
If they try to come another way, you're a thief and a robber. You're not going to make it. Listen to what he said.
Yeah.
He said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Got to humble yourself.
Yeah.
We do this scripture real quick. First thing it says is to humble yourself. And
yeah.
admit. At least to yourself, you don't want to admit to nobody, admit to yourself that you've been living rotten, that you haven't surrendered to the Most High. You're still trying to, you hanging on to your flesh, you're still trying to do things your way. We're going to have to abandon our ways.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to take on Yah's ways. Humble yourself and pray and seek His face. Seek His mercy.
That's right.
Seek His, and it says, and turn from your wicked ways. Stop doing the evil that you're doing. Stop walking
mm-hmm.
down the dark paths. You got to
yes.
come clean. Your heart has to come clean. See?
Yeah.
And it says if you do that, if you fully repent, do a full 180, He says,
mm-hmm.
then I'll hear your prayer from my throne in heaven. I will forgive
mm-hmm.
your sin, and I'll heal you. I'll heal your land.
Yeah.
That's what you got to be in. That's why you think Yahusha gave His life. He's the repairer of the breach. The bridge was broken. We had no path back to the Most High. Yahusha restored that path. All that prayer that we just gave you, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that was made possible by the sacrifice. By the atoning sacrifice of Yahusha HaMashiach. Don't let
mm-hmm.
him sacrifice in vain. He sacrificed so you would have a pathway to the Most High. Take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
See, because
yeah.
there is a time limit. That sand glass is being turned upside down, and that sand is almost running out. We're not talking
mm-hmm.
cliches here. We're talking facts. Don't be left out. You're going to have nobody to
that's
blame
right.
but yourself. The righteous are
Hallelujah.
Hearing. The righteous have heard the message, and they are taking heed. It's the stragglers
yep.
out there, the ones that think they could still get a little flesh and still think they could get be close enough to Yah that if they see things happening a little too hard, okay, I got to leave you. I can't sin no more. Let me get on the righteous side. It's not going to be like that. He said, if you're lukewarm like that, he's going to spew you out his mouth.
Yeah.
You're just fooling yourself. So that's all my input. It's too late in the game
mm-hmm.
for you to still be out there playing games. The time
mm-hmm.
to get right is now. Scripture says today
right.
is the day of salvation. He said, when you hear his voice,
right.
harden not your heart. Today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
That's right.
So that's all we can
yeah.
that's all we can say. We're putting out the appeal
okay.
because this thing is about to go dark. And And Psalms 91, Yahuwah, that's our only protection. And that protection, that insurance policy is for the righteous. That's for his elect. You better try to be part of that elect. Or you're going to get swept away.
That's it.
I'm done now.
Hallelujah. Okay, yeah, I'll just close it out with these last words of Yahushua. He says, and when the son of Adam comes in his esteem, and all the set-apart messengers with him, then he shall sit on the throne of his esteem, and all the nations shall be gathered before him, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates his sheep from the goats, okay? And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. You don't want to be on the left. Then the sovereign shall say to those on his right hand, come, blessed of my Father, inherit the ring prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Okay? See? For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. So hallelujah. So these are things we need to be concentrated on to understand, see, pray that we get our act together in line with him, with Yahuwah's will now, so that it won't be no surprise to us when he tells us, get away from me, or you don't want to hear the word, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. You don't want to hear those
That's
things.
Right.
You don't have to. You want to set that straight now so that you don't have to be hear those words of doom for the rest for it for you. It'll be over for you if you hear those kind of words, get away from me. You
that's
work
right.
Of iniquity. You don't want to hear those. So that's why we show now, do what we need to do now while we still have a little bit of time left. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, the time is, you might as well, it's gone. Because, you know, Satan is doing his thing. He's doing it. He will be using everybody out there he can, every Gentile nation, to come against Israel, and he's so bad, he's got Israel going against himself. See?
That's right.
So that's just, that's not good, okay? All right. So hallelujah. Okay. But
hey, Elder.
We know.
I got one more thing to say.
Okay.
The scripture where he says, if he didn't shorten the days, I think that's in Matthew 24,
that's right.
I believe it's 24:22. That's another prophecy.
Yes.
All these prophecies have come to pass. And this one, it's the same thing. Matthew 24:22. It says, if those days, he's talking about these dark days, if those days had not been cut short, well, that's the NIV. Let me read the King James. King James says, and except those days should be short, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be short. Okay, one more version. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be short. Guess what, Israel? We're seeing that right now. That prophecy is fulfilled, is being fulfilled in our very face right now. If you can't tell that the days are shortened, you must do not have a pulse. Check your arm, check your wrist if you have a pulse. You have to be dead to not realize that the days have been shortened. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. You do a few chores around the house. Next thing you know, it's 2:30. It doesn't jump by minutes anymore. It jumped by hours. It jumped by hours upon hours. I've exercised at 12 o'clock, and next thing you know, it's 5 or 5:30. The days are going so fast. And don't sit down on your couch at night to call yourself watching TV or whatever, you sit down at 7 o'clock or 8, man, it's going to be 11:30 before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Flying by. It's literally flying by. The old adage about time flies. Why did the boy throw the clock out the window? He wanted to see time fly. We're literally seeing time fly. That was a corny joke,
yeah.
But that was a joke or riddle. But time is literally flying. It's literally flying. And guess who's doing this? You don't have to guess. It's right in scriptures. Right in Matthew 24:22. The Most High is doing this. Yahuwah.
That's me. He's cutting it short.
He sped up the time. Some call it the quickening. We're in the quickening. He sped up the time. He says it again in the scripture right after where it says, though the seed of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant will be saved. He said, because he will finish the work of man and he will cut it short. He said, for a quick work will he make in these days. He's making a quick work, Romans 9:27-28. He's sped up the time, people.
That's right.
That's why it's so sad to see some of our people still trying to turn back the clock and still want to go back to the good old days. We never had any good old days. Yeah, you had days of the flesh. You thought you were feeling good. Those weren't the good old days because you were most likely you were blind to the Most High. He just awakened us. He awakened us to righteousness, not only to know who we are, but to go back and walk in that righteousness, in that light that was hidden from us, that truth. Hallelujah. So it's time to move forward in righteousness, not to look back wanting things that society to go back to their old wicked ways.
It'll
never go back.
That's right.
Don't be fooled.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Go forward.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Well, faith, we're going to go ahead and end it then because I have come to the end of our hour here, and we just told off for those who has been with us, and hopefully others get a chance to our program that we did tonight because it will be on the archive and you can go ahead and still listen to it and so forth, okay? Because we do have a lot of people that does that. So, hallelujah. And anyway, we will be back next week, okay? And we pray for Israel, the nation of Israel. We pray that you take heed and understand the seriousness of the time right now so that we can come together, get ourselves together, get our life together with Yahuwah, okay? So, hallelujah. So with that being said, I don't think I have anything else I'm going to add to that. I think we're good. I'm going to go ahead and listen to some music, a musical tune here, and we'll go.
Shalom, family. Shalom.
All right.
All right, all right. Okay, shalom, shalom.
Good night.
Good night. All right.